Well, similar studies have been conducted all over the country, many led by a team by the Roswell Park Cancer Institute, and they were finding such interesting results, which were really helpful to educate the community on just how dangerous secondhand smoke is. So we decided it was about time to do some studies of our own here in North Carolina, and we purchased some of the equipment. The state tobacco control branch purchased the equipment, and we borrowed it and went out to about 34 Charlotte restaurants, bars, and bowling alleys in January to measure the air quality.
And how does that machine actually measure the air quality? What does it take into account?
It has a laser that counts the number of particles of a certain size, and in this case we were measuring PM 2.5, which is a level of size of particulate matter that is 100 times smaller than a human hair. So it just counts the particles and gives us a reading.
Well, give us a sense of what those readings found. Obviously, the air is going to be worse in bars and restaurants where smoking is allowed, but did you find that it reached dangerous levels at all?
We definitely did. On average, smoking venues that allowed smoking anywhere, such as a bar, had levels of 136, which are considered by the EPA to be unhealthy levels. And that is just the average, meaning that there were many peaks going over 250 up to 400, 450, and the EPA has determined that levels over 250 are hazardous to our health. So we've seen many local restaurants and bars that are having levels of that are that high. We found on average bowling alleys fell in the unhealthy for certain group category, and even restaurants that have designated smoking areas fall in the unhealthy category as well.
Well, you mentioned local bars and restaurants. Now, nearly 40%, almost 40% of restaurants in the county have already banned smoking on their own. Now, if enough people really want to be smoke-free, will the marketplace actually force everyone to do this eventually?
It's hard to tell. You know, we actually, having 40% of smoke-free restaurants is pretty low for a metropolitan area, so we still think that North Carolina is lagging a bit behind. You know, we definitely think that this is a workplace health issue, and there is a role for some degree of regulations when you're talking about protecting people's health, especially in the workplace. So we're hopeful that there will be some movement towards making sure all citizens, workers, families, children in Mecklenburg County will be protected from these dangers.
The county commission last night basically asked for permission from the state to be able to set their own rules when it comes to smoking in bars and restaurants. The state doesn't allow that right now. You know, how successful can your campaign be if that's the case right now?
Right. Well, we're hoping that it will be successful. You know, just this summer, the state legislature went ahead and voted that their buildings were going to be smoke-free. So they've taken the step. They've recognized the health dangers. They've decided that their workplaces should be smoke-free. So it seems only appropriate that the next step would be to let everyone have at least the right to make workplaces in their own communities smoke-free as well.
Now, what do you say to business owners that are opposed to this? They argue that eliminating smoking, especially in a bar situation, is really going to cut into their business and that you will be, in fact, hurting that business. What do you say to them to reassure them?
Well, we tell them that all research that has been conducted objectively looking at the numbers has found that that's just not the case. They're not losing business. And really, and we're hearing from a lot of local restaurant owners, they're coming to us and saying, we want the county to go smoke-free. We want to go smoke-free, but we don't want to have to compete with the bar next door that's not smoke-free. It would be better for all of us to just have this done countywide.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today on WFAE.
Thanks for having me.